Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Today's topic, hoarders.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Joining me today is Renee Nelson. She is an incredible commercial and investment broker with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Thanks for joining me again, Renee.
Thanks, Marcia. Hey, let's talk about a recent situation, though, where we had a client that wanted to sell an investment property, and he has a tenant that's a hoarder.
Yeah, that's a project. That's a project. Yeah. Right now, when you talk landlord-tenant, you've got a lot of time frames to watch. It's getting a little more like the 1031 exchange, where it's time sensitive. To make it successful, you need to know where the clock starts and when it ends in regards to the transaction. And that's tough to do if you've got someone that's moved into a property and moved into a property and moved their ex-boyfriend stuff into their property and their children's stuff into their property. It's just a burden on the property. The asset itself becomes a liability at a lot of levels.
Oh, absolutely. So first off, for those of you that are listening that you may have a tenant that's a hoarder, the first thing that I'm going to tell you is Lane Rental Owners Association could be a resource because they have a 24-hour help hotline, and Tia, the president, mans that helpline, and she helps landlords figure out how to deal with hoarders because that is technically a violation of their lease very often. They have too much stuff in their unit, so it's a fire hazard or a safety hazard. Often they'll change the locks on the front door. So there's your two strikes. It only takes three strikes, and you can evict somebody in this market.
Well, see, now that's interesting. What you've got to look at is you don't know when you'll need the property to be liquidatable, that you need to sell or refinance because of needs or urgency. So you've got to have that asset ready for motion if it needs to be. So to start the process when you're ready to sell is too late. Keep your eye on your properties.
Absolutely. Plus, honestly, if you tolerate that behavior, your tenant is going to assume, oh, they don't care. And especially if you live in the area, it's one thing if it's in Portland or out of the area and you can't drive by it and view it. But folks, if it's in Lane County, pick a sunny day and go drive by your property. You better make sure that your asset is working for you. Otherwise, you have a J-O-B. You are going to have to work on that property as opposed to that property earning you money.
And the same as when it's owner-occupied, same situation. You've got to really be ready to move it if you needed to, which means you need to make sure that it's maintained well and that your property has not been buried in personal items either. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.